and permits. You're going to do the legal ID at the 5 past? Well, okay. Well, I guess you can do that. Seems a little illegal to me, but nevertheless, that's okay. Whatever you think. No, don't do me any favors. No, don't threaten me with that. We're going to continue then, since we're not going to break. This one, my friends, came out on the 8th, and it's at AlJazeera.com. You can take it or leave it, whatever you think. However, you might say, it's Al Jazeera, I dismiss that. I dismiss that as terrorist-loving propaganda. Well, they source American-loving propaganda in the course of this story. You will see what I mean. Here's what it says. The U.S. has long been believed to be secretly funding separatist and radical groups to create chaos inside Iran in an attempt to pile pressure on the government to give up its nuclear program. CIA officials are helping opposition militias among the numerous ethnic minority groups clustered in Iran's border regions. The controversial campaign involves dealing with movements that use terrorist methods in pursuit of their goals against the Iranian regime. So, right off the bat, I think this Al Jazeera story actually gives America the benefit of the doubt to a certain extent. And fairly or unfairly, I don't know. And you're saying, what? You're loving that terrorist-loving propaganda? No. I'm not giving them love. I'm just simply saying that they're making the case that this is an attempt to pressure the Iranian government to give up their nuclear program. I don't think that's why we're going into Iran, because I don't think there's really a nuclear program to be fearful of. And maybe it's just me, but, you know, I mean, I just think the whole concept of preemptive warfare is well, it's equally distressing to me, because obviously we can go into any country then with that kind of mindset, except for the pressure that the people have. The American people, we have power, folks. If we see through this and we demand the truth, because obviously we've seen what happens when lies are put forth, they blow up in your face. Look at all the stuff we've already addressed here just in the last 30 minutes. It's amazing stuff. But anyway, they say that the CIA is funding opposition groups who use terrorist methods to overthrow the Iranian government. Hey, at the same time, you might say it's better that there's a revolution from within than us having to send troops in. Well, that's true, because if we sent troops in, we would precede troops on the ground with a pretty substantial aerial assault. And because most of the nuclear targets in Iran are in civilian population centers, a lot of people would be killed. So you can make the case that this is actually a good thing, or you can make the case that this is a bad thing. I think the point is the case is being made regardless that the agenda is Iran in the crosshairs, regardless of the cause, regardless of the methodology. Iran is in the crosshairs. It goes on. Until, it says, recently, ABC News uncovered more scandals involving the matter. So this Al Jazeera story, which you might easily dismiss, references ABC. And here's what they said. Said Alexis DeBott, a senior fellow on counterterrorism at the Nixon Center and an ABC News consultant, recently quoted as saying, this, quote, "He is essentially commanding a force of several hundred guerrilla fighters that stage attacks across the border into Iran on Iranian military officers, Iranian intelligence officers, kidnapping them and executing them on camera," end quote. So who is he talking about? He's referencing Abdel Malik Regi, the alleged leader of Pakistani terror groups hired by the CIA to carry out a series of deadly terrorist attacks inside Iran. So we hear a lot in the mainstream media about how evil Iran is and all this stuff. We also hear about how Iran is funding all these intelligence groups and intelligence operatives in Pakistan and, in essence, trying to make them attack us and, of course, destabilize the whole region. And, you know, I think it was, I just heard Glenn Beck talking about this tonight. He's like, oh, Pakistani missiles and nuclear weapons are going to end up in the hands of Iran, and then they're going to launch a missile into downtown Los Angeles. Well, it sounds to me like we've got the market cornered here in Pakistan with the CIA operating this sort of a funding and all the things that we accused Iran of doing. They're funding, they're helping terrorists. What was it Tony Blair just said about the whole thing, about what Iran is doing? Do you remember the quote? I'll give it to you here. Tony Blair, quote, "The general picture is that there are elements, at least, of the Iranian regime that are backing, funding, arming, supporting terrorism in Iraq," end quote. Now, ABC News is saying this, that the CIA is supporting, financing this guy by the name of Abdel Malik Righi, who's the leader of this group, this Pakistani terror group. What does he do? He launches attacks. He executes on camera. The CIA is funding this. Exactly what we're accusing Iran of doing. It's an amazing sort of hypocrisy, folks. Stay with us. We're back in God knows how many breaks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Rip Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy? How does it taste?
Well, healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic arabicans. They're delicious.
I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity. 165 antioxidants for all health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy, not a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd try it. And I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3011. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both Ben and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it cleaned really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This has so many products my whole family enjoy and feel better with. Plus, service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Math, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 80% of the diseases that we see. When we were programmed, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk a hill now going for regular 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-288-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill. A good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopath healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign on the web and receive our new 103-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering a beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamp can purify indoor air. I was amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it had a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Stay Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully. There was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. A very bizarrely spaced sort of commercial break and whatnot, but hopefully you're still hanging on and listening to these very interesting news stories you hear. And they're interesting. Oh, come on now, Thomas. Don't take it personal. You're a busy boy. I know you're busy booking and doing all the things that you do. Anyway, back to the story, AlJazeera.com. It's talking about the CIA's involvement with funding, arming, and basically equipping with all the necessities of Pakistani terror groups who are trying to destabilize in Iran. Exactly the stuff that Tony Blair and George Bush in Iran are doing, ABC News is saying that the U.S. is doing to Iran. So again, I'm not a fan of Iran, folks, but again, look, I mean, how much is an American soldier's life worth? That we're going to go ahead and actively poke, prod, and antagonize warfare. And then denounce Iran for doing exactly what we're doing. This is the kind of leadership we have in this country. This is the kind of agenda that the United States military has served. It's despicable. It's insulting. And it's disappointing in the highest regard. I like these stories. You think I like reading this stuff to you? You think I like reading it at all? Of course not. But are you going to hear this anywhere else? You're going to hear this on CNN? You're going to hear this on Fox, hear this on Headline News or MSNBC TV. Not going to hear any of this stuff there. It's important that you know. If you haven't served, you might be conscripted to do so in the future. And if not you, someone you know or care about or love. The CIA, it says, is supporting and funding a group called Jundullah, which includes members of the Baluchi tribe responsible for many terrorist acts and violence in Iran. They operate from Pakistan's province, Baluchistan, just across from Iran, and have carried out kidnappings and terror raids in which scores of civilians' lives in Iran were lost. Take that, Glenn Beck. Soldiers and officials in Iran were also targets of some of those attacks. According to the ABC report, which cited U.S. government sources, the CIA has been in close contact with the terror group's leader in 2005. Right, this is the terror group leader. Has admitted to have personally executed some of the Iranian captives, according to the ABC News report. Jundullah, a shadowy armed group, has been planning to assassinate Sunni and tribal leaders in an effort to spark tensions between the Shia and Sunni citizens in the Sistan-Baluchistan province. His groups have admitted to carrying out an attack in the Iranian city of Zayadan in February involving an explosive-laden car that ripped through a bus belonging to ground forces of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, killing at least 11 people and injuring 31 others. Following the semi-official Fars news agency, which cited an informed source, reported that the explosive devices officials used in the terrorist attack in the southeastern Iranian city of Zayadan came from the United States. Also, documents, photographs, and film footage showed that the explosive arsenals used in the attack were American. Iranian television had broadcast confessions by those responsible for the bus attack. According to Pakistani government sources, CIA's covert terror campaign against Iran was on Vice President Dick Cheney's agenda when he met with Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf 2 months ago. The past year witnessed a series of attacks targeting ethnic minority areas of Iran. Relentless violence, including bombing and assassination campaigns against soldiers and government officials, resulted in a chaotic situation in the country that has left a negative impact on the image of the current government. Aid to separatists and radical groups comes directly from the CIA's classified budget, but is now no great secret. So I'm not reading secret information here to you. I'm not bringing you some very, very interesting and private things. I'm saying, according to my uninformed sources, or uninformed, my unnamed sources, I'm telling you information that you can very easily access yourself if you know where to look, and I'm telling you where to look. So let's look at the whole thing in further context. Okay? And this is about, I guess, the recent announcement, which you probably heard about today. This comes from Mail and Guardian Online, which is accessible www.ng.co.za. And it came out earlier today or yesterday, if you want to be particular about it, April 9th. Iran announced a dramatic expansion of uranium enrichment on Monday, saying it had begun operating 3,000 centrifuges, nearly 10 times the previously known number, defiance of the United Nations demands that it halt its program or face increased sanctions. United States experts say 1,000 centrifuges are, in theory, enough to produce a nuclear weapon, perhaps as soon as within a year. But they doubted Iran really had so much of a difficult technical given the country's spotty success with a much smaller number. So basically, I read this information out. Yes, we're at industrial enrichment. And everyone says, holy crap. And then analysts in the United States are coming out going, it's unlikely. And is it unlikely? Yeah. Given all the reports we've seen, the thing back from the IAEA about Iran's program, it doesn't sound like they're so technologically advanced that they were able to pull this stuff off. But the point is that they didn't say they were successful. They just said they were running. That's an important point. Oh, apparently we're at another break. Okay, stiff folks, we're back in 3 minutes, I presume, with more Frankly Speaking Radio, more news and whatnot. Please stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself and tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor on Cartavite.
In our mind, there's such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and mantle covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk a hill now going for regular jobs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metal both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work problems as well.
For more information, 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 39-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence. You need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not off the grid, we have products for you from stove to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our released DVD, Getting Started with Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stoveandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to try it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 66-222-317, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 20% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening, Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Willen, and I'm thrilled that you're here. We're talking about some news. This one out of New Zealand, Mail and Guardian Online is where you can find this. It says, again, this announcement that that Iran has said they are at basically industrial levels of uranium enrichment, indicating at least 3,000 centrifuges. The U.S. is saying, yeah, it's possible, but given their technical difficulties they've had in the past, this seems like it's beyond their reach. Again, doesn't say that it's working, just says it's up. Anyway, it goes, instead, the announcement may aim to increase support at home amid growing criticism of hardline President Ahmadinejad and to boost Iran's hand with the West by presenting its program as established, said Michael Levi, a non-proliferation expert at the Washington-based Council on Foreign Relations. He says, quote, from a political perspective, it is more important to have 3,000 centrifuges in place than to have them run properly. We have an unfortunate habit to take Iran at its word when they make scary announcements, end quote. Well, he's right, actually. And why is that? Hate to agree with a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. At the same time, he's exactly correct. We take them at their word. Why is that? Because we want a war. We'll take it any way we can get it. So when Iran says, we are an industrialist, we go, okay. Hey, wait, the camera's on. Hey, Iran has just made this horrible announcement, and I'm shocked and horrified. And this means that Iran is more of a threat than we've lied about. I mean, than we've told you the truth about. Hmm? Goes on. The White House in Europe sized the announcement, said Gordon Jarrow, a spokesman for the National Security Council. He said this, quote, Iran continues to defy the international community and has further itself by expanding its nuclear program rather than suspending uranium enrichment, end quote. That's right. Shame on them. Wag your finger at them, and that'll teach them. Ahmadinejad said in a speech at a ceremony at Natanz marking a one-year anniversary of the first successful enrichment of uranium there, quote, I declare that as of today, our dear country has joined the nuclear club of nations and can produce nuclear fuel on an industrial scale, end quote. So, in essence, he didn't really say anything. It's a whole lot of bluster, and you've got two sides officially. One side here in the U.S. saying, we don't believe them, and the other saying, we have to believe them, because if they're telling the truth, then we are in great, great, great jeopardy. So you believe whatever you want, honestly, but I do think it's intriguing. And I think this supports my my statements before that Ahmadinejad is on board. He's one of the team members. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, making scary pronouncements that we're supposed to take at face value in this and this and this. Now you could say, well, evidence there is, and we've covered it before in the show. When it was a morning show, we covered it quite a bit. And I do think he's, doing this. Now, what they're saying is that he made this announcement to solidify his popularity, I suppose, with the people, because everyone's been, the people in Iran have been like, why do you keep making these ridiculous statements? You're going to get us bombed, you idiot. So, you know, now he's got a public relations coup under his belt, right? With the release of these soldiers, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we're fantastic to the world. Iran looks like the peace-loving society that we want it to be. Maybe that's true. However, of course, now he's got a little more clout to be able to make pronouncements like this and still have his people follow him to a certain extent. When asked by reporters at the ceremony if Iran had begun injecting uranium gas into the 3,000 centrifuges for enrichment, Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Larijani, replied, quote, yes. That's it. He did not elaborate if it was working, though, which I think is an important point. The announcement was a strong defiance to the United Nations, which imposed limited sanctions on December and strengthened them slightly last month because of Iran's refusal to suspend enrichment. The Security Council has set up a deadline of late May for Iran to halt the program, warning it will gradually ratchet up punishment. Larijani warned that if the UN imposes further sanctions, Iran could reconsider how much it cooperates with the UN nuclear watchdog group under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. It has been inspections on Natanz and other nuclear sites. Larijani repeated Iran's stance that it is open to negotiation with the West and willing to offer assurances that its program is peaceful, but he said the West must be willing to accept its nuclear program. In fact, rejecting a halt in enrichment as a precondition to talks. Now, again, another key element here, one that I hate, but it's true. Iran, under the conditions of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, Iran does have the right to do these things. They do. Remember we had that quote from Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, and he said no one disputes Iran's right to have nuclear energy because it's part of the agreement they signed into. Nobody disputes it except, you know, the West, basically. But anyway, they do have that right. It says, so far, sanctions have been limited to a freeze of assets of some Iranian companies linked to Iran's nuclear and missile programs and for nations to ban travel by 15 Iranians and government officials. However, General Mohammad Bakir Zolkadar, Iranian Revolutionary Guard general who is on the UN list for travel restrictions, returned Monday from traveling, a six-day visit to Russia, and said that his trip showed, quote, the ineffectiveness of the resolution, end quote. They're just sticking it there in the UN's face, make the UN look ineffective and without teeth, in essence, which we know that it has none. But the point is, this is what it's all about. Every time some Revolutionary Guard person says, ha, and they stick their fingers in their ears and wave fingers and, you know, stick their tongue out at the UN, it just highlights how this is going to be spun in the future, saying the UN sanctions have not been effective, the UN has no bite, but we do with a coalition of willing, and so on and so forth. Stay with us. We're back 3 with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they have really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Sole Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. Natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's S-O-L-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest home medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemicals, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,000 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integrityoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I've seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now. I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those inner deals, did you?
Well, I looked in the cell, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Great Rick James. It's almost like I'm back doing music intros and outros. No, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It's a talk show, but we like to have some fun, play some good music and whatnot. We are reading the story here, my friends, from the Mail Guardian. It's quite long, but obviously a lot of really important content in here. When we left off, we were talking about this Iranian Revolutionary Guard general who is on the UN list of travel restrictions, yet he went to Russia without any problem and said, blah, 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 blah. You know, look, all your resolutions are working. Moscow confirmed the visit and said it is not obliged by sanctions resolution to ban him from travel, even though they agreed to sanctions and even though he's on the list. Again, this is the rationalization. You're seeing the foundation being put into place for rationalizing going to war outside of the UN endorsing it, plain and simple. Also, keep in mind the Russian reporters who've all been killed, executed, or suicided, if you prefer, one of whom was reporting on the fact that Russia was basically giving anti-aircraft missiles and all sorts of high-level technology to Iran and Syria. He was reporting on this, and he was, of course, jumped from his balcony and killed himself. If you believe that, well, you're probably listening to the wrong show. But the point is that Russia has no interest in abiding by this, neither does China. However, they'll play along to a certain extent. They'll sign off on sanctions that they know will not be effective. But the idea, again, new world order. How many players are involved in this, and what is it all leading to? So I just think that's an important point to make, and we move on. Ahmed refrained from his firebrand rhetoric against the West and the U.S. in his speech at Natanz. He vowed that the West would not stop Iran's right to develop nuclear energy, but focused on touting its benefits, including the argument that Iranian nuclear energy does not contribute to, guess what, anyone? Bueller? Global warming! Curses! He caught us on the global warming thing. Again, this is what it's all about. The whole Democrat agenda is global warming, is saving the planet. This is what they're going to focus on, and the Republicans as well. And, of course, like I mentioned earlier in the program, the first where there is a bill, and if we have time, we'll cover it, although it seems like that's unlikely at this point, that is going to involve the intelligence agencies in the United States with the global warming fight, analyzing, contextualizing, and identifying various global conflicts that will come up as a result of global warming, as well as presumably your involvement here. Think of it in terms of the war on terror for the Democrats. It's the war on polluters. And it's not just going to be countries. It's going to be individuals. It's going to be going for us as well. It's very important stuff. But again, Ahmadinejad is touting the benefits of his country of nuclear energy, saying it does not contribute to global warming. Again, he's doing his part. David Albright, a former U.N. nuclear inspector, said 3,000 centrifuges would be enough to build a nuclear warhead within a year. But, he said, quote, it would be very hard to believe, end quote. China has been able to enlarge its centrifuge cascade so dramatically, saying, quote, it all hinges on whether I'll be able to get the machines working together at a constant rate. Levi said Iran had only been able to run its two small cascades of 164 centrifuges, perhaps, quote, 20% of the time, end quote. Both Levi and Albright said 3,000 centrifuges cannot produce enough fuel to keep a single reactor going, saying, quote, this is why Iran would need approximately 25,000 of its centrifuges operating at one time in order to produce enough fuel for a single light water reactor, end quote. So some other interesting tidbits there as well. Now, where does this leave us? Because we've got two different perspectives, all in that one. Yes, we're very upset that Iran is doing this, and yes, we have some issues. And then, unlikely that they're able to actually do this, so this is probably all bluster. So which one is it? Well, Fox News weighs in, story from the 9th, saying Western diplomats and private sector analysts strongly doubt Iran President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's claim today that his country is producing nuclear fuel on an industrial scale, and believe his announcement saying as much was designed purely for domestic political reasons, sources tell Fox News. Despite the skepticism over the country's claims, the real threat remains, analysts believe. Iran already has the missiles that can deliver a nuclear warhead. Typical Fox News fear-mongering. Hey, look, nobody believes that Iran can do this. However, they do have a missile that can launch the non-existent nuclear warhead. It doesn't say how far. It doesn't say who's in range. It doesn't say them being able to do this. All in that story. But it goes on and on and on. Obviously, it's much lengthier than two sentences, but that's all really that we need to realize in order to visualize the agenda here and see where it's all coming from. This one also today, this is from the AFP. The White House said Monday, quote, very concerned, end quote, about Iran's claim it was producing enriched uranium on an industrial scale and warned against, quote, unacceptable, end quote, limits on Tehran's cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. National Security Spokesman Gordon Jandro, reporters, quote, we're very concerned about Iran's announcement that they have entered an industrial state of nuclear fuel production, end quote. He goes on, quote, these actions deny the Iranian people the benefits they might otherwise enjoy under the incentives package offered by the U.S., the U.K., France, Russia, China, and Germany. We call on the Iranian regime to comply with its obligations to the IAEA and the U.N. Security Council, end quote. But again, for the most part, they are complying, for the most part. Not exactly the U.N. Security Council and not exactly IAEA, but they are complying with their obligations under the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So it's all sort of six of one, half dozen of the other, in essence. But it goes on and on and on. And there's more. Now, as you recall, last week we talked about this. Iran was supposed to be attacked by the United States between 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Good Friday. Remember that story? And I was mocking it, saying, oh, yeah, that, you know, that's about as specific as the cable guy showing up. They're saying, oh, this is going to happen. I didn't expect it would happen. Obviously, it did not. This one came out on the 6th. You can pick this up at RIA Novosti, Russia. And it says, Washington did not launch airstrikes against Iran early Friday despite recent media reports. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Thanks for giving us a story a couple days later saying, oh, remember World War III? It didn't start the other day. Well, yeah, no kidding, because obviously we probably would have heard. The sentence goes on. But expectations of the attack have driven Brent prices to $70 per barrel. Oil price went up to $70 per barrel. Why? Because we didn't attack. We didn't attack Iran. They don't have any of our hostages. All this stuff is going on, and oil prices went up. Why is that? Because the rumor, because the Russian media said the U.S. is going to attack Iran on Friday, and the price went up. Again, who benefits from the price going up? The oil-producing nations? Does Russia, are they included in there? Yes. Is Iran in there? Yes. Is the United States included in there? Not necessarily, but we're making money. We're not an oil-producing nation per se. I mean, we do. But at the same time, it's the oil companies. They're all making money. OPEC's making money. Iran's making money. Russia's making money. Why? The threat of war. The rumor of war. Just like when, you know, the U.S. had boats. They sent the second aircraft carrier strike group into the Persian Gulf area, and they were conducting war games. There were rumors that there was a shot fired by Iran. Oil prices went up. And they continue to climb, and they continue to do these things. Now, granted, this story came out on the 6th, and here today, now the 10th, earlier when we started the show, the 9th, things have changed a bit, but we're showing you the perspective here, okay? It's Russian and foreign media have recently reported the U.S. could launch an operation codenamed BITE, meaning BE, against Iran at 4 a.m. local time on April 6th. The operation was expected to deliver airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities over a 12-hour period to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons. I didn't think it was going to happen Friday. It was possible. Anything's possible, okay? But I thought it was unlikely, and it was. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Lusyakov said Thursday that contacts between Moscow and Washington gave no reason to expect U.S. strikes at Iran in the next few days. He said, quote, I am more than certain that no strikes will deliver tomorrow, and therefore there's no reason to panic, quote. Okay. A source in Russian security structures quoted Russian intelligence 30th as saying U.S. armed forces had nearly completed preparations for a possible military operation with Iran and would be ready to strike in early April. Russian Colonel General Leonid Ivashov, vice president of the Academy of Geopolitical Sciences, said last week the Pentagon was planning to deliver a massive airstrike on Iran's military infrastructure in the near future. So, excuse me. So it went from Friday at 4 a.m. to sometime in the future. Ivashov said, quote, I have no doubt there will be an operation, or rather an aggressive action against Iran, end quote. I have no doubt there will be an operation, or rather an aggressive action, which be an operation of aggressiveness and action, supposedly. It's a whole lot of analysts saying nothing, basically. His leading business daily, Kommersant, said Friday, Brent prices had soared to $70 per barrel, a record for the last 7 months in anticipation of the U.S. attack, despite the release of British sailors and Marines detained by Iran on suspicion of trespassing. It's all fake. It's all manufactured. All of this stuff is designed for the rich to become richer, for the oil companies to make more money. That's exactly what's happening, and we're seeing it for our very eyes, folks. Here's another one. This one came out Monday from the AP. Oil prices fell today amid relief over last week's release of British sailors detained by Iran. Wait a minute. They were let go, like, what, Wednesday or Thursday? So Monday the price is coming down? They went up on Friday in expectation of an invasion of Iran. However, they came down because everyone was relieved that the British sailors were released 5 days ago. Whew. Okay, now we can just go back down. Ridiculous! It's all inflated. And there's a big at the end of this, midpoint of this sentence. It says, but concerns over tight U.S. demand, supply balance, and other geopolitical issues supported prices. Light sweet crude for May delivered 44 cents to $63.80 a barrel in mid-afternoon Asian electronic trade on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Oil prices rose more than $5 a barrel, 6 months highs, after the March 23rd detention of 15 sailors and Marines. The market immediately fell following release Thursday, but trading stopped starting Friday for the long Easter weekend. Victor Shum, energy analyst with Pervin and in Singapore, said, quote, ahead of a long weekend, traders are more cautious and tend to take long positions. Monday's drop reflects a delayed market correction to their release, end quote. Yeah, very delayed. Shum predicted a further drop, but said prices were unlikely to return to $61 to $62 a barrel range, where oil was trading before the Britons were captured. So it fell to $63.84. And he said, oh, they'll continue. Don't expect it to go down to 62. Really? So we won't go down a whole $1.84? Well, it sounds like the market's really relieved, isn't it? He noted that gasoline supplies in the United States were tight and demand for crude oil would also pick up. Last week's annual report by the U.S. Information Administration showed a larger-than-expected increase in gasoline supplies, but low refinery output. Many refineries have suffered unplanned outages in recent weeks, which has weakened demand for crude-reduced gasoline production. Oh, unplanned outages. Like what? All those hurricanes? No, we didn't have any of those. Blackouts because of huge power disruption, like the one we had in 2003 that took out the Northeast United States, parts of Canada? No, didn't have any of those. What unplanned outages are we talking about? Last week or the week before, I don't even recall at this point, we talked about this. They said that oil refiners were dragging their feet, getting everything ready to go for the summer driving season because it was in their best financial interest to do so. They said it was manufactured. Now we find out we have a larger-than-expected increase in gasoline supplies. The price still is high. How can that be? Now, I don't know about you guys, but if it was an Easter weekend and they were very tense about why, because we may invade Iran, were they tense about that, or were they tense about the fact that it's an Easter weekend, people are probably going to be traveling, so therefore people will pay more prices because they want to go and spend time with their families? It was more cost-effective to invent a reason for them to be high and then invent a reason for why they had it high, saying, oh, yes, well, actually, we were very concerned about poor British sailors, and this is a delayed market correction. No, it's not. It's saying that Easter week is over, and you can't make any more money on people traveling around for the holidays. That's what it was all about. Gas prices in San Francisco, I believe it was the premium granted, over $4 over the weekend. Here, for the cheap stuff, Northwest Arkansas, $2.75. Now, I should probably quantify that. That was $2.75 at Walmart. Walmart, which when they post price of $2.75, that's $2.75 if you pay with a Walmart card, meaning that it's 3 cents higher, which would have been $2.78. And $2.78, odds are, probably with the cheapest in town. If Walmart can't afford to be the cheapest in gas, then, you know, who can, right? That's for our super Walmart here in Northwest Arkansas that have gas stations, by the way. And let's look at this one, because we're going to be talking about this. This is a very, very important context to what we're discussing. And of course, now I've got another commercial. All right, bear with folks. Back in 3 minutes, we'll finish up the story, we'll finish up the show, and more when we come back. That's more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. Gotta play.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help your freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. Oh, yeah. And Stoves and More have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poison. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why any longer Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Service is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services program has helped over 8,100 families wide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop late payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
On the FM station, I think it was up around $50 a spot. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Very, very important story, which is going to set the tone for a news segment we'll be doing tomorrow, which will include the bill that's going to tie into national security and, of course, global warming. But here, check out this story from the Washington Times. It's in the commentary since dated April 9th. It says, it's hard to say which is scarier, apocalyptic global warming scenarios or their economic impact of some of the proposals meant to prevent them. A recent European Environment Agency study, also known as the EEA, reported greenhouse gas emissions from motor vehicles continuing to rise despite increased driving, despite heavy fuel taxes that boost prices there, meaning in Europe, above $6 per gallon. Even with gas prices more than twofold than that in the United States, Europe short of its global warming goals. If $6 a gallon of gas is not high enough to discourage European drivers, what would it take to make the U.S. drivers cut back? Those who support legislative efforts like increased taxes to combat global warming should come clean to the American people about their proposals likely impact on American wallets. So here's what the story is saying. In Europe, it costs comparable to our money, $6 a gallon for gasoline. They're still driving like crazy. Supposedly, they make less money than we do per year, which is true, and of course there's a conversion rate as well. I don't know what the euro is. I think it's about, or you know whatnot. I think it's about two times the dollar. I know the pound is basically. So in essence, the euro is a stronger currency, which means that if you make $30,000 a year over here, you'd make the equivalent of $60,000 over there. Which means that in essence, $6 a gallon over there costs them what, $3 a gallon? So I don't quite understand the rationale, but. Aside from all the monetary conversion comparisons, what this person in this commentary article is saying, is that in Europe, their prices are about $6 a gallon, which means that if they're still continuing to drive more over there, then what would it take in America for us to stop driving? It's a very important point, because when you look at the economic factors involved in all this, folks, that's what global warming is all about, finding you and finding ways to fine you. How can we, as Americans, how can we charge them more money for all the things going on? It's very, very important that you understand all these things, because it's very, very important that you see the connections being made here between global warming and money and global surveillance and domestic surveillance now with this new bill. Anyway, we're going to talk about all this stuff tomorrow as well as a great many other things. But as we look at all these very, very confusing and disheartening stories about sort of what's going on here in this country and what's going on in regards to Iran, it would seem to be a couple of things. Number one, first things first, the war is a go, it would seem. All the different things that are happening, all this truth coming out about these British sailors and Marines being detained, what they were doing there, what happened with these horrible conditions they were being held under. Regardless, it's not anything like what's been done to our enemy combatants with no legal protections whatsoever under that designation. It goes on and on and on. So the question remains, folks, where is all this leading us? Well, it leads us into a war with Iran and the expansion of the war on terror. But again, folks, take heart in the fact that this all has been prophesied, all been predicted, it's all written down in the book, and we know how it ends up, and, you know, we all win. So, you know, don't let this stuff drag you down too much, okay? Be aware of it so you can be in the know, you can be in the loop, and you can be empowered with the truth. We will see you in about 20 hours for another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Have a spectacular day. It's